This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This week we've marked 1 year since the death of George Floyd. His murder, one in a seemingly endless list of police killings, ushered this country into what seems to be a new era in the fight for racial justice. In those first days of the protests last year, we reached out to the activist group MPD 150, which has been looking critically at policing in Minneapolis. And we heard from a man named Tony Williams about what was happening on the ground there. Now, a year later, I wanted to talk with them again about their push for abolition of the police department. And an organizer named Sheila Najad is affiliated with MPD 150, and she's running for mayor now in the city of Minneapolis.
I live just a few blocks away from where George Floyd was murdered. So I was out there on the street the first day when people were gathering, and it was, people were still unsure. It was COVID, and we hadn't been outside, hadn't been to a demonstration. And so we were standing on the sidewalk holding signs. I remember the police rolling into this protest, and I was thinking, oh, they're going to be on their best behavior. One of their coworkers just killed a Black man, and instead they came out of their cars with their giant bear mace canisters and these terrifying wooden clubs that they hold. And there were just more cop cars than I've ever seen in my neighborhood, probably 30, just lined up all the way down Chicago Avenue. And I saw a brick being thrown at a police car, and they attacked protesters. And that's when things sparked off that first day.
The group Najad is part of, MPD 150, has advocated, and this is well before the death of George Floyd, for disbanding the city's police department. It was kind of a startling turn then in early June of last year, when a majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledged to do just that. All eyes were on the city, and it became a sort of test case for how governments would respond to the demands for structural change.
It meant so much. So we had them take this four-point pledge, and we wrote all of those pledges out on banners, and the banners said things like, decades of police reform proved that the MPD cannot be reformed and isn't held accountable. And I think that says it all. Right? Minneapolis has been the poster child for police reform. And it was community members, it was Black young leaders who stood in front of the city council with these banners, with these demands for the world we want. And the city council stood behind them and read from behind these banners. And the sun was coming down. It was Prince's birthday, which is a big deal here in Minneapolis. And it felt like anything was possible in that moment. It shifted the narrative. It changed the base level of what's acceptable. It shifted from reform to defund. So all of a sudden, this mom, soccer mom down the street from me, is talking about abolition. And like, you know, this is kind of a crazy concept, but I'm going to read the NPD 150 report. And I don't know, I'm not quite bought in yet, but I'm thinking about it. And that would have never happened without community organizers leading defund.
But a year later, the Minneapolis Police Department is still very much intact, despite the pledge by the city council. So it won't come as a surprise that the reason has to do with bureaucracy and politics. It's basically written into the city charter that Minneapolis must employ a certain number of police officers.
Our charter is like our city constitution, and it's governed by this body that's an unelected body appointed by a judge, and they are very conservative, older, whiter, wealthier folks, and they held up a change to the charter. We tried to change the charter to be able to shift away from policing, and they held it up so it couldn't be on the ballot. So that part of it. Another part was, yeah, shifting these systems that have been around for 150 years, it turns out there's a lot of ingrained barriers. And so the current council, the folks who really have gone to bat for changes to policing, tried, I think, their best. And then there's other council members who decided it was in their political advantage, or perhaps just in their worldview, to take a hard law and order perspective. And so here we are again. But there's a group called Yes for Minneapolis that I am a part of, and we are trying this charter change again, which is a ballot initiative. So we gathered 20,000 signatures. The next step is getting our city council to vote to put the question on the ballot. And then in November, we'll have to get 51% of the vote.
So the question of abolition, how would a city without a police department actually work, is a long way from being decided. As of now, activists like Sheila Najad have succeeded in defunding the police, but at a pretty small scale.
So my role, my current job, is working on the budget and helping community advocate for what we need in the city budget. And this fall, we moved $8 million out of the police budget and into alternatives to policing and violence prevention. And that was the first cut in at least 20 years of the police budget. It has grown every year except for last year. So we did defund. I've certainly had my moments of sadness. You know, we fought tooth and nail for that $8 million we moved. We should have moved a lot more. And after that happened, MPD killed another Black man on December 31st, Dalal Eid. And that was a moment for me of, wow, we've been fighting every single day since May 25th. And still, this just happened unapologetically. So to me, those moments of discouragement don't come from these trying to shift a bureaucratic system, because I know that will take time. It comes from watching officers' behavior be unaffected, their coworker being convicted of murder. None of it has impacted that behavior. And so that's terrifying. But more people than ever seem ready for really transformational change. The work we've been doing has helped offer some concrete vision. So now people are saying, oh yeah, of course, mental health responders, those are a part of us transitioning away from policing. We can do that. That's a thing I can, you know, see. So I don't know. I have hope. I hope that we can keep that momentum going and build towards something better, because if we don't, we're just going to end up in the same place over and over again, and people deserve better.
That's Sheila Najad, an organizer in Minneapolis. She's also running for mayor.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.